WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Southern California wildfires are continuing to burn. Firefighters working to contain a wildfire in Ventura County that's destroyed 132 structures in 2 days. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
The thing with this fire was the Santa Ana winds. They basically produced wind gusts of 80 miles an hour. That's hurricane force winds. And at that point, firefighters are completely at the mercy of a fire like that. There is not much that they can do except try to save people's lives, right? They're not trying to save homes. The fire's moving from house to house, casting embers 2.5 miles ahead of where the fire is.
10,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Attackers assaulting Israeli fans overnight after a soccer match in Amsterdam. 5 people were hospitalized, more than 60 arrested. Racist text messages invoking slavery, raising alarms across the country. They were sent to scores of people, including students, prompting inquiries by the FBI. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. State Senate Republicans have chosen their majority leader for next session. They chose Devin LeMahieu during a caucus meeting yesterday. It's his third time in that role. Assembly Republicans are expected to choose their leader on Wednesday. Speaker Robin Voss of Burlington has said he plans to run for the spot again. But this time, LeMahieu and possibly Voss will have a smaller majority and more Democrats in the chambers. The new maps allowed Wisconsin Democrats to gain some ground in the state legislature. They flipped at least 10 seats in the assembly, and they're only 3 behind in the Senate. Although Republicans still have the upper hand, the supermajority is no more. Democrats believe this puts them in a better position to gain control in 2026. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap says this lays the groundwork for changes in future policy proposals.
As districts become more competitive, it makes it more difficult for those who are elected officials in those districts to really propose policies that are too far left or right of center, simply because they know they're going to have to answer to voters that are more center than they used to be.
He says these new legislative maps leveled the playing field for lawmakers in a way that Wisconsin hasn't seen in more than a decade. That made it possible for Democrats to pick up key seats in districts covering the northern Milwaukee suburbs, the north side here of Madison, and as well as Richland and Sauk counties, the Green Bay area, and much of the Fox cities. And this weekend is the Madison Marathon. It all starts at 7 o'clock Sunday morning. The route is along Lake Monona and around Lake Wingra, so you can expect some street closures there. The starting point and finish line are both right on the Capitol Square. And when runners make it to that finish line, if they're over 21, they get a free beer right away. Police will be there to block off all the streets along the route that need it. They expect the last runners to finish up around 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense. Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Buck Stock Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently it's 42. At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Let's be honest, it was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night. For women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go, for healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth. Democracy and decency, and it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet.
Ah, Jimmy Kimmel, thank you. He teared up there. Speaking of which, we come out of the gate with a guest of the court, Chris. Who said guzzle all our salty liberal snowflake tears and choke on them, you racist, sexist mother? We are not, because we're not done fighting. Who said that?
Jerry Mouse.
No, apparently I did. Shelly quote tweeted me.
Okay.
Because you know what? Because Dana and I both cried, you know, from our souls yesterday, just for this country that we love, for the people that are going to suffer. And you know what? And I was saying there's these maggot asshats that obviously are trying to call into the show, and they're like, oh, I love this. Someone asked me on Twitter, oh, can you keep this up for 4 years? This is great. They're tuning in just to see our pain.
Yeah.
Just to see us cry. Uh-huh. And seriously, choke on them. You know what? We wear our empathy and our heart proudly as a badge of honor. And so please, with Trump going, oh, we're going to unite now, and J.D. Vance saying, be kind, after they ran the nastiest, meanest campaign in history. And now, really? You start first. Really? People are getting, black people in state after state are getting text messages talking about, you know, turn up to pick cotton at X hour. Oh, my God. I mean, my heart just literally hurt when I read these text messages, because they're emboldened, mm-hmm. and they think it's okay now. And it's funny, and they can be just as racist and horrible and mean as they, you know. And so that's why I get, there's obviously a lot to talk about, but I get annoyed with just the economic argument, because it really, black people are getting told to show up to pick cotton, and the racism was not a part of this. Absolutely, it was a part of it. And I think you and I, we should be, you know, full disclosure, we got in a fight before the show. Mm-hmm. I love you. I know it is important to, you know, obviously be kind and lift each other up. I was half kidding. I said, I'm going to get in a fight with you. I didn't, but I guess, you know, we had a discussion after the show. And I think you're right. I've obviously agreed with you about a lot of things, you know, that clearly this was a lot of, first of all, I have to say, though, the number one thing in exit polling
for them was democracy, was not the economy. So what do you make of that? Because, again, I would say the biggest thing is this wall of lies that Trump was able to win on. I mean, you can't say it's anything other than lies. He was able to, silly us, we thought we could win on facts. But I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there.
Huh? You thought we could win on facts.
Right. But what I'm saying is he convinced them that we're the ones trying to destroy democracy. I mean, that was their number one issue. Yeah. So it's what I was saying is it's this disinformation
their entire right-wing information system was spewing that out like a fire hose.
Right.
And, you know, when people block right-wingers or don't watch right-wing TV or whatever, they have no idea that all of this is going on, and people are constantly surprised by this. I'm kind of tuned into right-wing media,
I'm
not surprised by this.
I watch, and by the way, I'll try to get to all your letters and tweets, and I know a lot of people are too shy to call, I think people want to know how we're all feeling, and so there's a lot of great emails, tweets, threads. We'll get to as many calls as we can, because I know people have a lot of thoughts and feelings, and we have to have this national conversation. We took what did Barack Obama call it? A shellacking, man. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to say it. We took a shellacking.
Yeah.
And your points are not incorrect, Chris. I think it's
a whole lot of stuff.
You said yesterday, you said Democrats have to stop talking down to people. And my point was, I don't think Kamala Harris talked down to people. She was the only one that had actual plans. Here's what I'm going to do about corporate price gouging. I know prices are too high. I get what you're saying about us saying, No, everything's great. Because I get it. The economic numbers, by the facts, we're right. The jobless numbers, the stock market inflation rate is way down. I get, but you're saying...
But when liberals say to people, no, it's not, you're not really feeling economic pain.
I get it, but Kamala Harris didn't do that. Kamala Harris didn't do that. She said over and over, prices are too high. Here's what I'm going to do. Corporate greed, corporate price. Here's how I'm going to help you buy a house. Here's how I'm going to help you keep your mom in her home with Medicaid. You know what I'm saying, Chris, is that Trump, meanwhile, my point is that everything he said was a lie. It's like, I get it, economic anxiety, but what he was telling them is illegals are getting all your stuff. All the FEMA relief is going to illegals. All the, it's going to transgender surgery on illegals in prison. Complete lies.
And, right. But when that sort of thing resonates with even the Latino community, we have a problem.
We have a problem. We have a huge disinformation problem. I mean, it's because that's what I'm saying. Those of us in the fact-based community go, well, who would believe this ridiculous stuff that they're doing? You're sending your kid to school, a boy, and he's coming back a girl without your permission. Like, who would believe that? They do, Chris. I'm sorry. My point, real quick. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. A listener to your point wrote and said, I understand how this happened. I live somewhere where Fox News is on all the time.
Yeah.
And they echo all these lies.
Yeah.
But
there's always the LGBT scapegoat in every election.
Always.
You know, before it was gay marriage, you know.
Oh, my God.
And now it's trans people. So there's always the LGBT scapeoat. I'm used to that.
Remember the 2004 with the two grooms on the cake that they ran against John Kerry?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's always.
Yeah, there's always an LGBT scapeoat.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, I'm not surprised by that. It always happens.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, I heard a data analyst that I thought it actually was really interesting, that he just said historically, and you go through all the numbers in all the elections, he said it has to do with the approval rating of the current president, period, and Biden's at 40%. And they were saying, he went through Carter, whoever, you know, no one's ever won at that number. So he was even saying Kamala Harris got 48%. She did an extraordinary thing, actually.
She did great.
But it wasn't enough. Right, but what I'm saying is it goes to the point that Biden probably wouldn't have won either in terms of us like going, oh, we shouldn't have pushed him out and he shouldn't.
Right.
And I agreed with a lot of that.
That is useless talk. That is absolutely useless.
And also the media, you know, just did such a horrible job on the ageism and the both sides do it that I think, you know, even before the debate, that bad debate that Biden had. But you're right. If it's just about prices in the economy, it wouldn't matter if it was Biden or Harris whoever.
Right.
Millions of people are buying the lies this guy puts out that is echoed by the way, Russian-funded right-wing broscape. You know what I mean? There's that and Fox News. And it's.
But I also think that legacy media, that I've heard this mentioned yesterday, legacy media needs to realize that it's not as important as it used to be.
Yeah.
And, all of the, and the media has shattered into a million different pieces.
Yeah.
And candidates need to service every single one of those million little pieces somehow, some way.
I think, Chris, the thing is, a lot of us would feel better if we lost on an honest debate on the issues. And people just disagreed with us, but they voted on a complete pack of ridiculous lies. And I think that's what's...
But something led these people to believe those lies.
Yeah.
And we need to find out what it was that allowed people to believe these lies.
By the way, the find out part of the around and find out plan has already started. Did you see the one company? It's already telling its employees no Christmas bonuses because they got to, because of the tariffs. Yeah. They're afraid they're going to happen. They got to buy all their material now. Yeah. So no, I mean, it's just, okay.
Did you see the interesting factoid that Rocky Mountain Mike sent overnight?
Which one?
Trump has an idea for whoever his chief of staff is going to be. It's going to be the woman who led his campaign.
Susie Wiles, yeah.
Yes. It's Pat Summerall's daughter.
Yes. Would you like another fun fact?
Sure.
She was one of the key witnesses in the classified documents case.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many hours do I have with Glenn coming up?
He's coming
hour?
Up in 15
oh,
minutes.
Oh, God. Justice is no longer circling our nipples.
Yeah. But for those of us in
Justice has left us with blue balls.
Yeah. But for those of us in broadcasting, Pat Summerall's daughter, I think, is kind of funny. You know?
Okay. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here, speaking of lifting people up instead of beating them down, thank you, everybody. I got to say, I can't possibly write back to everybody or tweet back to everybody or thread back, but this means so much to me. And, because I want to say, we're all scared. We're all like shaken by all of this. Janice in Sacramento says, Steph, wanted to add my own to the chorus of voices thanking you for holding us all together. On Tuesday night, I literally couldn't sleep all night. I was thinking, just wait till 6 a.m. Steph and the gang will be on. You'll be able to breathe then. Wednesday evening, after crying on and off all day, I was listening to my Steph cast, and I laughed out loud. The sound actually surprised me. I did not expect to be laughing again so soon. I 100% agree that Brave is the right choice for our new song. Well, Janice, the patriarchy already decided. Lonnie and Chris already decided that instead of the fighter.
My friend Jefferson said, no, I think it should be fighter. It's more angry.
Oh, well, another member of the patriarchy has chimed in.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for being honest about your scariest thoughts. I agree with the other listener who said it makes me know I'm not alone. It was so moving to hear you talk about how your show is your passion, these values of ours and all people. Are worthy of respect, that the common folk are the backbone of this country, should be supported, worthy of passion. Thank you for being the chick who cries on the radio, because I'm now the chick who cries off the radio. Let's all continue to cry and be brave together. Janice in Sacramento. Thank you, honey. Thank you for a lot of those. Let this be our meeting place, to laugh, to cry, to rage, to fight sometimes, I love Jimmy Kimmel, all of us comedians are going to have to lead the way, because laughter is going to be so important. But, he also has a heart. He also choked up for a lot of different people that are going to be hurt by what happened. So, anyway, I just want you to know I appreciate more than you know. I'll try to get to as many as I can. Chloe, having a day to grieve what happened with the election. I'll be turning off news while this crap show goes on, but Stephanie Miller Show will be my port in the storm. Thank you. Thank you. Should we play Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
No.
Okay.
Patriarchy has spoken.
America sunk like the Edmund Fitzgerald, but I'm your port in the storm.
Or the wreck in the lime green pashmina. We could play that.
Oh, there you go. Let's find that. Okay. Tacoma says, thank you, Steph. Thank you for all you do. Your show today was the first time I've laughed since you know what. So important. Thank you. We will get through this together. See you at the Warner on January 18th. Trust me, I was like, oh, God, D.C. 2 months, we're going to need this more than ever. So we will see you in D.C. for the Sexy Liberal finale.
The legend lives on from Chickawaga on down. Up
that's Chickawaga?
Won't you goose me? Superior she feels if she's had a good meal, and her ideas come from I love the sea. With a fresh load of cash, she went out for a bash, fully loaded with her box of Vino. And later that night, with Cher's arm on her right, came the wreck in the lime green Pasadena.
Yep.
Who thought lime green was a good idea? Me, I guess.
You did.
Cher did not.
No, she did not.
Oh, dear.
I'm surprised she didn't say something to you about that.
I know, exactly. Oh, wow, that's terrible. Okay, I'm late already.
Yeah,
that was a lot of angst.
Okay.
Okay.
Here, have some Dr. Marty.
We have the desperately needed Glenn Kirshner, John Bugelsang, and Frangela today to end this awful, awful week. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by everybody sending me pictures of their, look at the dog, look at Emman. Yeah, because whatever you take solace in, I take solace in Bonnie and Clyde.
They're adorable.
And so I need them to be happy and healthy and be with me for a long time.
Yes.
They are my emotional support animals. I don't even need them in an airport. I need them glued to my face all the time now. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Oh, someone, I didn't get to a phone call yesterday that said they, unsolicited testimonial, they feed their dogs Dr. Marty's because of me, and every doggy loves it. Even the persnickety dogs in our life, Rocky Mountain Mike's dog, Sean Kaminsky's dog, I'm telling you,
Maybe Hefe will be in next week on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, Sean, Chris will be taking a well-deserved vacation Monday and Tuesday. Sean Kaminsky will be in.
Yeah.
Yes, Hefe was a persnickety dog.
That's right.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Loves the Dr. Marty. Because it's real meat. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon, bunch of fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze-dried. They go crazy for the flavor. All that nutrition is packed in there. It's all superfoods. Save up to 54% off your Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of Cod Krispies. Nine. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system. Their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the power that feeds.
Like I said, Chris, everyone's opinion is valid, except whoever wrote Bernie would have won. In an election where economic anxiety was the biggest issue, really an 80-year-old Jewish socialist was going to win. I don't.
Yeah, some of the things he's been saying.
And I love Bernie. Well, please, let's not flame.
Yeah, some of the things he's been saying in the last couple of days have been a little ridiculous. I didn't hear.
Okay, we can only take so much. My glass is full, as is yours. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Johnny in South Florida. Hello.
Hey, good morning, sexy mama.
Hi.
I just called to say I love you.
Aww.
And your whole crew. And I have three quick love letters. Firstly, mama, you was young, you was funny, you was smart, and you are a babe on some days.
Thank you. Thank you on behalf of
Chris.
Yes. Dearly departed Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Right, Chris. Your hot bod is a joy to wake up to every day. You're witty. And you have fantastic taste in music.
Thank you.
That makes up for all being wrong. So.
Okay, remind everyone you know, Jody, you was kind, you was smart, you was important. Yeah.
That's right. All of them. Every one of the MOOCs, everybody. Jody,
yeah.
As you shop for your Spanish villa south of the border.
No.
Please know we love you. We need you on this wall. We love
do.
Your smile.
We need everybody.
We love your hilarious Hollywood stories, her spicy quips.
We need everybody.
And I have a challenge.
Yes.
Quick challenge to the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe
mm-hmm.
to totally flood this show and all of the MOOCs podcast with love, love letters, messages, donations, whatever you can do, you know? And I think it'd be really great if you had some love letters that were so over the top that it made Chris cringe. So that's my message.
That's the main reason to read it.
Yeah, every letter.
I want to see Chris blush because, you know, he put us through that whole ashwagandha.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I think we can do it. Yeah. We can do it again and spread the word.
Exactly.
All right. Oh, I have one last.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Quick future message from our future president.
Yes.
Be the stars that light up the night.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Exactly. Exactly. Right. And also, I mentioned it. I want to say it again to Chris Lavoie, who I love with all my heart.
Don't do this.
I just want people to know when Jody is not here, Chris has to do all of Jody's job and all of his job, and it has been a really long, stressful week, obviously, for all of us. But he does all the sound bites and the show prep and the guest bookings, and Lonnie was nice enough to come in to run cameras.
Yes. Thank you, Lonnie.
Chris just did an amazing job on L.A. Sexy Liberal, so he is exhausted. He is taking Monday and Tuesday off, well-deserved. But anyway, I just want to lift... Please try to lift everybody up that you love. We're all hurting, and we're all raw. And, you know, Glenn Kirshner is next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Senator Tammy Baldwin gave her victory speech in a rare split-ticket race where she won the state as a Democrat and a Republican president won it too. She pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump in Washington.
We deserve a politics with less vitriol, less division, less hatred, and fewer lies. Actually, no lies. Because it's time that we come together and tackle the problems that are actually facing working people and communities across our state. It's time that we put the politics of division behind us.
Baldwin defeated bank owner and Republican Eric Hovde by only 29,000 votes. Trump beat Kamala Harris by the same margin here. There were more than 100 school district referendums on the ballot Tuesday. In fact, there have been almost 200 all year. There were 7 districts here in Dane County asking for more money from taxpayers. Jimmy Cuska breaks down what voters decided across Wisconsin.
All across Wisconsin, school referendum questions were on the ballot, with over one quarter of districts asking to go over their local tax levies. Over one quarter of districts asked a total of 138 questions for a total of over $4.2 billion to pay for operations and facilities. The majority of these ballot measures passed. State Superintendent Jill Utterly said that too many communities were forced to ask for more local property tax dollars to simply pay the bills, and that the state legislature has underfunded public education in Wisconsin for too long. Utterly said that the next biennial budget is another opportunity for Wisconsin legislators to properly fund school districts. Both the 120 districts going to referendum and the 138 questions asked on ballots are records. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Passing a budget for the Department of Public Instruction may go differently now that Republicans don't have a supermajority. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Quiet down. Here she comes.
Shh. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition of the show, a board game of the week by our own Aaron Zomers and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The American experiment endures. We're going to be okay. But we need to stay engaged. We need to keep going. And above all, we need to keep the faith. I'm so proud to have worked with all of you. I really mean it. I sincerely mean it. God bless you all. God bless America. And may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah. All right, need this guy. Need him. Need him. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney.
Justice
took a wrong turn on the wrong exit on the turnpike. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirk.
Wrong exit on the way home from L.A. Sexy Liberal.
Who has answered the call for his country once again. And a cul-de-sac. Analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
A cul-de-sac in Camarillo.
We got the Glenn Kirchner now, and I feel okay.
Hi, Glenn. Good morning. I've been thinking about you a lot.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, Glenn. Gotta just, your first tweet, because I looked, I almost called you. I think we've all been like, do we give people time? You're one of the people I wanted to talk to, obviously, at the top of the list. You just said a bitter pill. I'm struggling to find words this morning, my friends, so I'll defer to the wisdom and eloquence of Abraham Lincoln. First, adhere to your purpose, and you will soon feel as well as you ever did. On the contrary, if you falter and give up, you will lose the power of keeping any resolution and will regret it all your life. Second, one of my all-time favorite Lincoln quotes, be sure to put your feet in the right place, then stand firm. For now, find community and comfort in your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors. Support one another, because the struggle for American democracy will continue. Thank you for that, Glenn. You're one of the lights that people look to. So give us just your reaction Tuesday night, your thoughts since then.
Yeah, well, first, I thought better of the American people.
Yeah.
I really did. I don't want to start pointing fingers either at politicians or campaigns or my fellow American voters who, made the choice in favor of hate and division and misogyny and xenophobia and prejudice. And I guess I just did point the finger, and that really was not my intent. But because a couple of things I want to say, anything you say that's positive feels like it's Pollyanna right now.
Yeah.
But you have to keep saying it. And so the darkness is descending on America. There's no two ways about it, because we're going to have an administration filled with Donald Trump's criminal associates and sycophants and oligarchs and lapdogs who are only going to be interested in enriching themselves, and who will probably do more harm to Donald Trump's base and his voters than they do to many others. But the darkness is descending on America. So what do? We pull on our effing night goggles and we keep fighting like hell, because the light will come again. The light will come again.
Yeah.
And, people have been yelling at me in all caps ever since the election results came out that, you see, Glenn, justice doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I say, your anger at the injustice you're seeing proves that justice matters. It proves the very point, right? It does matter. That's why we're so damn angry at what has happened. But you know what? We keep fighting. We don't crawl into a hole and die. We keep fighting, because the light will come again.
And it occurs to me, Glenn, that, you're a legal, analyst, you're a legal expert, a former prosecutor. We're not in any kind of normal world anymore. We are not in a nation of laws. We're in a nation of not just men, one man. We're in some extra legal place that I know you don't recognize. I wanted to get your take. I don't know if you saw Max Burns' piece, America Will Regret Its Decision to Re-Elect Donald Trump, but he just writes, our democratic institutions are not ready for what comes next. Neither are the American people. A man with 34 felony convictions can't win the presidency in a nation where trust in institutions is high. It's only in a culture where the justice system has long since lost its legitimacy that a man with such a thick criminal record as Trump glides by relatively unremarked. That one man can so effortlessly game America's institutions to his own benefit says as much about the decrepit state of America's institutions as it does about the moral decrepitude of the crook. The 9 years of the Trump era have taken a bat to our democracy, and Trump's MAGA movement has exploited the nation's systemic weakness at every turn. Political misinformation flooded social media networks owned by Trump's key allies or by Trump personally. Meanwhile, Trump and compliant Republican lawmakers torched public trust in the courts, first by appointing an ethically vacant Supreme Court and later by urging his followers to hate and distrust not only the judges who tried him, but the entire rigged justice system. I mean, that kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
It does. And it all funnels up to the rot at the top, the rot at the top being the Supreme Court. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing an autopsy on how the Department of Justice let us down, dropped the ball, because Donald Trump could have been successfully prosecuted years ago, but he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that was really due to DOJ's delay and inaction. They were finally prodded into action by Congress, by the J6 Select Committee. And it's the rot at the top that really is, I think, the main problem right now, because I'm going to be talking about how the 14th Amendment, the text of the 14th Amendment, says that Donald Trump may not be sworn in as president unless two-thirds of both houses vote to remove his disqualification. That's what the text of the 14th Amendment, Section 3, says. If you took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and thereafter you engaged in insurrection or gave aid and comfort to insurrectionists, which Donald Trump does every day, you are disqualified. And the only way you can be sworn in is if two-thirds of Congress votes to remove the disqualification. I have to believe Jamie Raskin and company are hunkering down and preparing to take that position come certification time, because it's the very text of the Constitution, Steph. Yeah. So I talk about how the rule of law is supposed to apply, but we all know it has not been applied to Donald Trump as intended.
No,
but
somebody...
that doesn't mean we can stop talking about how it's supposed to work, because then we're normalizing the abuses of Donald Trump.
This lawlessness. I mean, someone said, how long before, you know, Comer, who knows, argues that, you know, the 22nd Amendment shouldn't apply and Trump can run again in 2028 and the Supreme Court agrees. I mean, who knows where we are now? Because
then we become Russia and we're all standing in line for toilet paper.
Yeah. Well, we already did that, remember? So here's our first headline up that we knew was coming. Justice in Trump's New York criminal case considering tossing his felony convictions, because here we are. Trump, as we know, was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records. He was set to be sentenced November 26. Whether that hearing is going to happen now being decided by Judge Merchan, he will give himself until next week to decide if tossing those convictions is appropriate. Trump's lawyers are going to argue to the judge that sentencing should never happen, because now that Trump is president-elect, they will say he's entitled to the same constitutional protections as a sitting president and should be protected from state actors, and in this case, state prosecutors and judges overseeing the case. Trump's two federal cases are also expected to be dropped while Jack Smith winds them down. As far as Trump's RICO case in Georgia, there is no clear answer as to whether a state-level prosecutor, Fani Willis, can prosecute a sitting president. Trump's victory now forces Willis to confront that constitutional question in addition to the existing legal issues that have already cast uncertainty over the Georgia case's future. So let's start with New York. Take us through it.
Yeah. At the moment, the criminals have won. There's no sugarcoating it. But here is what I've been saying since long before the election about how New York is going to play out. On November 12th, Judge Merchan is going to rule on whether, you know, he has to throw out all of Donald Trump's convictions because of this harebrained presidential immunity ruling the Supreme Court handed down. I predict it's going to be an easy call. Judge Merchan is going to say, no, of course not. Most of this conduct that Donald Trump committed, these crimes, have nothing to do with the presidency, and many were committed before he was sworn in. So, no. But at that moment, I've been saying all along, because immunity is immediately appealable, Judge Merchan won't proceed to sentencing a week or 2 weeks later, because Donald Trump will rightfully, I hate to use that word, be able to appeal the immunity ruling. And then we're in this constant, you know, waiting game as this thing makes its way up through the appeals court. So that's what I see happening in New York. I don't think the convictions will be tossed out. I think everything will be put on hold. Now, let me finish up with the state stuff before I go to the federal stuff, because the prevailing wisdom is that when a state tries to prosecute a sitting president, state court prosecutions are paused. They're put on hold while he's in office, and then they resume when he leaves office. So the cases shouldn't be thrown away or tossed out. They're just put on hold for, you know, who knows how long while Donald Trump is in office. So they will continue, but they will be paused. The federal cases, I was really disappointed to hear that Jack Smith is winding them down. But let's talk about what he's gearing up to do, because I think he's also gearing up to do two things. He's winding them down because, again, we have this horrific opinion from the Department of Justice Office Legal Counsel that says, yeah, we don't think it's a good idea to be able to prosecute a sitting criminal president. We think he should be given leeway to commit all the crimes against the American people he wants while in office, and he can't be prosecuted. That's a stupid memo, and I wish we would revisit it. But Jack Smith said, listen, if I'm bound by that policy of the Department of Justice, then I have to wind these cases down because I can't prosecute Trump while he's in office anyway. What he could do is ask Judge Chutkan to just suspend the cases rather than dismiss them. I don't know that he will. Here's the two things he's gearing up to do, I believe. One, special counsel issues a report at the conclusion of his investigation, just like Bob Mueller did, exposing Trump-Russia coordination and exposing all of the obstruction of justice crimes Donald Trump committed. That's in volume two of the Trump-Russia report, for which Donald Trump has never been prosecuted. Jack Smith, I believe, is probably putting that report together, and it will be disclosed. And fortunately, then we will see and be able to preserve all of the evidence of Donald Trump's crimes. He won't be prosecuted anytime soon, but I suspect we're going to see that. And here's the other thing I believe he's doing. Remember those six unindicted co-conspirators that were in the Trump indictment?
Yeah.
I think we may very well see federal indictments of those six in the coming weeks.
Oh.
Why? Two reasons. One, if you don't indict them now, well, then we're going to lose the statute of limitations. Time is going to run out while Donald Trump is in office. So I think he has to indict them, if only to document the crimes they committed to try to help Donald Trump steal the 2020 election. And one more thing, Steph. I'm sorry I'm running off. If you indict Donald Trump's co-conspirators, you're forcing Donald Trump's hand to either have his corrupt attorney general tank those cases or to issue corrupt pardons. We need to force Donald Trump's hand to make those corrupt decisions and take those unlawful actions, because it will all help down the road. So let's not self-censor and decline to indict the co-conspirators just because Donald Trump will act corruptly to get rid of those cases.
So one headline, protecting democracy from Trump, now in the hands of congressional GOP Supreme Court. Your panel mate Saturday night in L.A. was Adam Schiff, who he has pledged to prosecute, and people like him, Liz Cheney, whoever he decides. What happens when you have Attorney General Eileen Cannon, Jeff Clark, whoever? I mean, what happens when he tries to prosecute people that have committed no crimes?
Yeah, the latest name I saw floated was petty criminal Matt Whitaker, who was attorney general for a hot minute previously, right, before Bill Barr took over and was even worse. What happens is we still have the institutions of government, DOJ, the military, populated with largely honest, ethical people doing the work of the American people. And there will be resistance. I don't know if that resistance will hold, because they may be driven out, they may be fired, they may be, you know, dragged out by the scruff of their neck by Trump's, soldiers. But this is going to be a daily battle, and we're going to have to fight it night and day against the coming darkness and corruption. And we will, because you know what? There's honor in the fight, Steph, win, lose, or draw, regardless of the odds. There's honor in this daily fight, and that's why we're going to keep it up.
Yeah. Well, somebody, who was it? Tolstoy, somebody was quoting, but, you know, it's just wrong doesn't suddenly become right. You know what I mean? Just because more people voted for it this time, you know? Just to your point, so a Republican lawyer who Trump is reportedly considering for attorney general, what's his name, Mike Davis?
Yeah.
On X, when Trump won, tweeted, "Unity, we have the votes, and they tried to kill Trump." He said, "Here's my current mode. I want to drag their dead political bodies through the streets, burn them, and throw them off the wall." He declared America isn't worthy of Trump and that Liz Cheney should lawyer up.
Yeah, well, let's see if that's the kind of guy that the Senate will confirm. See, listen, Donald Trump, I don't believe Donald Trump cares one whit if he converts our democracy into a dictatorship or if it remains a dictatorship. His calculation will be, how can I maximize my profit? If I can maximize my profit in a dictatorship, let's do it. If I can maximize my profit in a democracy, I'm happy to leave America as a democracy.
I hope he's as...
I don't think Republican, all the Republican politicians necessarily are enamored of the idea of converting American democracy to a dictatorship. So listen, we're going to find resistance anywhere we can in all corners, including across the aisle. And I do believe Trump is going to overplay his hand because he's nothing but miscalculation.
Well, I hope he's lying about everything like he was last time. He didn't do any of the things he lied to us, that is millions of people, you know. I think what I was saying to Chris yesterday, what breaks my heart, too, is we already fired him once. Millions of people knew then what a crappy job he did as president. It's just, you know, I think it's so interesting. Let me finish this Max Burns and get your take on it. He just said the president, he now inherits a nation deeply weakened by his own toxic brand of politics. Our divided and exhausted nation will now need to fend off the constant extra legal whims of a president who also thinks the Supreme Court is functionally immune from prosecution for any act he undertakes. If Trump's first term was any indication, we won't need to wait long for the next constitutional crisis. Believers in the rule of law are in for a rough 4 years because though Trump contradicted himself countless times during this marathon campaign, he never wavered in his distaste for the rule of law or his admiration for strongman autocrats. Members of the press can expect Trump to at least try to make good on his oft-repeated pledge to rewrite the nation's press freedom and libel laws. The rest of us will be along for a bumpy and chaotic ride. It matters that Trump won his office in a free and fair election. It matters that free people voluntarily chose to cloak Trump in the power he almost certainly will abuse in far-reaching and destructive ways. Our country made the choice to walk down the dark path of Trump's resentments and conspiracies. We will come to regret it. I think you're right about him overplaying his hand, but, you know, but you're right. It's tough to sugarcoat things this week in terms of how bad it could be.
Let's finish up with this, Steph, because he will overplay his hand. And, you know, there's one thing that a dictator has no use for, co-equal branches of government. So Congress, look out, because you're going to have to start acting based on your own self-interest, not on giving Donald Trump whatever he wants. And federal bench, including the Supreme Court, watch out, because Donald Trump has no need for a Supreme Court, given that he is now the dictator he believes he, you know, was destined to be.
Just real quick, we're running way long, but since you brought up Supreme Court, the other headline, Trump's win may expend conservative control of the Supreme Court for decades. Can we expand the court while Biden's still in office? How does that happen?
It happens by legislation, unless President Biden decides to use core constitutional functions that the Supreme Court said Donald Trump got to use with impunity to commit crimes to try to steal the presidency. Does Joe Biden use any of those powers to try to preserve our democracy? I'm sure that they are strategizing about that right now.
All right. Glenn, thanks so much, honey.
Thanks, Glenn.
We went long as usual. Yes. Love you so much. Okay. Hang in there.
Love you all. Okay. Hang in there.
You too.
52 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by something you can do to fight back. Credo Mobile.
Yeah.
America's progressive phone company.
You get to vote on what progressive causes their profits go
people,
to.
Right. People and causes that are desperately going to need your help. Yep. They have donated over $95 million to Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, all of these places that are going to be so critical. When you join Credo, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. I mean, and it's so easy. It's a smart, easy, moral choice. Bring your current phone, your current number, and go on over to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in,
Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Experience. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Johnson. Did you see Bonnie and Clyde came in here with a stuffed animal that is bigger than them? It's a stuffed Great Pyrenees, which is actually bigger. An actual Great Pyrenees would be 11 billion times bigger.
Right.
My former type of dogs. But even the stuffed Great Pyrenees is far larger than they are.
Okay.
But you know why they have superhuman strength? Because they eat superfoods.
Yep.
Yes, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze-dried, packed with nutrients and flavor. They love it, love it, love it. It makes them super dogs. 54% off right now. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511, and you get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All right, I promise I'm going to get to some calls now. We've got John Fugelsang coming up. We got Frangela. Hang in there. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have a 14-year-old genius tell us the path forward.
That's right. And she might even take our jobs.
Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.